I'm Wakila Smith. In today's segment of The Working Life, we're going to talk about a serious issue that is very common in the workplace, workplace gossip. Oftentimes, many of us participate in the gossip pipeline without even thinking about it. How does gossip affect productivity in the workplace? We're going to answer this question and more with the help of our expert guest, Mary Abajay, an organizational development consultant and Washington area business leader. Welcome, Mary.
Hello, Wakila.
It's good to see you again.
It's great to see you.
Mary, can you give us a formal definition of gossip?
Yes, gossip really, a formal definition is gossip is anything that's trivial, chatty talk, rumor, or talk of a sort of light, personal, sensational, or intimate nature. And so that's the technical definition. And while it's technically value neutral, when we talk about gossip in the workplace, we're often talking about more salacious kind of talk. We're talking about a little bit of rumor mongering. We're talking about communication that may be a bit inflammatory. It may be a bit, you know, of hearsay. So when we talk about gossip in the workplace, we're really talking about that kind of information.
Okay. Is there such a thing as good gossip or bad gossip, or is all gossip just inappropriate?
Oh, no, there's definitely a difference between good gossip and bad gossip. Gossip really is the lifeblood of many organizations. It's the way we exchange information. Some of it's trivial, some of it's important, but it's information exchange. Now, there is a difference between good and bad. Now, bad, it really depends on the intent of the speaker, of the gossiper, just like there's negative storytelling and positive storytelling. And when gossip turns bad is when it actually casts negative aspersions on people, when it exalts in like the misfortunes of others, when it serves to increase conflict, or when it has a negative emotional charge or is lacking in goodwill, then it becomes bad gossip.
So, for example, if we were talking about maybe a coworker that's being promoted around the company, I mean, that's not really considered a negative statement, so that is still considered gossip.
Well, it's gossip, and it depends on how the story is told. If I'm saying, oh my God, did you hear that Wakila got that promotion? Oh, you know, just the tone of the way I tell it makes it negative. But if I said, oh, did you hear about Wakila? She got the promotion. I think she'll be really good at her job. That's still gossip, but it has a positive spin.
That makes sense. What are some of the main problems that gossip creates in your workplace?
Oh, gossip can create a lot of problems. Organizations that have rampant negative gossip can have a lot of adverse side effects. Some of them are, for example, increase in conflict. Oftentimes what gossip or negative storytelling does is it pits one group against the other or one person against the other. So you get an increase in conflict both interpersonally and intergroup-wise. You also are going to see a decrease in morale. If there's a lot of negative negative gossip, that means you're going to have creating a negative emotional charge in your organization. So your climate and your morale is going to plummet. Misinformation and misunderstandings do not help teamwork, and they do not help productivity. But most of all, what happens with gossip run amok is that there is a breakdown in trust. Trust in organizations is really important for people to work well together. And what happens when you don't speak of goodwill, when your communication is such that it's negative and hurtful, you're going to have a serious breakdown in trust, and that's where the big problems start happening.
Okay. Can gossip be considered a form of workplace violence or harassment?
Well, you know, in its extreme sense, some people think it can be. People view extreme gossip situations where there's a lot of rumor mongering, a lot of saliciousness, a lot of just mean-spirited talk, creates a very negative, as we said, emotional climate. And so it can be perceived and felt like an emotional attack. Because for gossip to be good and juicy, I mean, let's be honest, for gossip to be juicy, something bad has to happen to somebody. There has to be some sort of schadenfreude, some happiness in somebody else's misfortune. And since all good stories turn on conflict, you know, man goes to a tree, gets stuck in a tree, man gets down from a tree, the whole story arc, gossip can then become very hurtful because chances are gossip is told to demean you or undermine you or to create enemies or things like that. So it can become feel like an attack and become very feel like harassment is what I'm trying to say.
So with that being said, do you think a lot of companies have like policies, like they have the sexual harassment policies and violence in the workplace policies? Do you think anyone has like incorporated, you know, gossip,
the gossip harassment policy?
Because lately I've been hearing a lot about it in magazines and in the news. And so it seems to be creating like a real harmful effect on many people. So I'm wondering if companies are starting to consider that.
Well, that's such a great, great question. And, you know, I, as a consultant, I actually am working with the client right now where that's one of their issues. Now, we haven't got to the point of actually doing anything about it, so I'll keep you posted. But yeah, I think with the email and the constant communication, I think gossiping is really, and it's so popular in the media, you know, with all the stars. I wouldn't be surprised if companies didn't create, you know, gossip harassment policies, because it is very hurtful.
And since you mentioned emails, I have heard a lot of things, especially since employers are able to check your company email, so you really should probably watch what you say in your email.
Oh, that's exactly, you know, that is such a good reminder. And I know we say that often on the show, but gossip especially, don't spread it anyway, but if you do, really, people, don't spread it in any sort of written format ever.
So what if you're just on the receiving end of the gossip, not the actual person relaying the gossip? Is your involvement still considered harmful?
Okay, and this is the part I find fascinating, and I'm so glad that you asked me this. What a lot of people don't understand is that listeners of stories, of communication, of gossip are actually co-narrators.
That's true.
Okay? So when you practice active listening, when you're actually listening to someone speaking, and you guys can't see us, but Akilah's nodding. So as I'm talking, I'm getting these cues from her as my listener that she's engaged in what I'm saying. It encourages me to keep talking. It encourages me to keep saying similar things. And that's what happens with gossip. So if you're listening to gossip, and come on, I have to admit, I love gossip. I work really hard not to. But, you know, just the act of nodding or listening and paying attention actually helps co-create that story, and you perpetuate gossip.
And then when you see your other friend in the hall and you pass along what Mary just told you, then you're a participant,
participant. That's exactly right.
We're here talking to Mary Abajay about gossip in the workplace. It seems that no matter what your occupation is, there is always at least one coworker who seems to have all the gossip about things going on with the company or even with the personal lives of others. What are some ways that we can keep ourselves out of the gossip pipeline?
Well, there's a couple of things that I'm going to actually offer to our listeners. One is just to really keep busy, okay? Gossip mongers, they need attention, and if you're really focused on your work and you don't hang out too much by the water cooler or just be available all the time, you're going to actually make yourself uninviting for gossip, because gossipers like people who have time to listen to them, right? So keep busy. Don't open the door. Secondly, don't participate. Even the listening, as we just talked about, is a way of participating and perpetuating gossip. So you really have to not participate in any way, not listen. If someone comes into your cubicle saying, oh, did you hear the latest? Just say something like, oh, you know, I'd love to. I'm really busy right now. I'll get back to you. And then you don't, of course. Thirdly, try turning it around by saying something positive about the person. So when someone comes to me and says, did you hear that Akilah got that job? And she's so unprepared. I'll say, oh, well, that's wonderful. You know, I think Akilah's really smart and I think she's going to do a great job. When you counteract a negative with a positive, people don't know what to do. And so they shut up, you know, which is better than saying to that someone, you know, I don't believe in gossiping, because that's not necessarily the best course of action. And finally, I would say this, choose your friends wisely. You are going to be labeled by who you associate with. And if you associate with people who are gossipers, you are going to be seen as a gossiper. So really pay attention to who your work friends are.
And we've all heard that statement many times growing up. How should you handle yourself if you find that you are the subject of the gossip? What are the appropriate steps that you should take if you find out that, you know, the conversation is about
you? Well, this can be really tricky, and I'm going to give the answer everybody hates to hear, which is it depends. You know, I think you have to take into account what the nature of the gossip is. If the nature is, you know, oh, I heard Mary hooked up with, you know, the janitor at the last holiday party, or threw up in the planter, you know, you might let it ride. So sometimes it's best not to add fuel to the fire. Gossip has a short lifespan, as we all know. Someone's going to do something even worse tomorrow. So take into consideration whether you need to do anything. Sometimes you just let it lie. If you do feel like you need to take some action, I'll give you two different options. One is to go to the gossip source or one of the big lead gossipers. Everyone knows who they are in the organization, and set the record straight. You might approach it by saying, you know, I don't know if you've heard this, but I've heard that you've heard this, and tell them what really happened. And the other option is to make a public statement. You know, like really publicly say, hey, I hear you guys are all talking about this. I want you to hear it from me. I did not hook up with the janitor at the holiday party. He was drunk. I gave him a ride home. That's all there was to it. If anybody has any questions, come talk to me.
And then we can end the gossip at that point.
That's right.
Is it possible for maybe gossip to affect your health, your stress levels, create just a really bad work environment for you to where, you know, you just can't function properly?
Oh, absolutely. Gossip plays a huge role in creating the emotional climate, as we talked about, in the workplace. And the workplace climate then has a huge impact on your mental health because it's the atmosphere, it's the soup in which you're swimming and at work. And so negative emotional climates at work are going to have negative emotional effects on you as a person. And the thing that is really fascinating about some social science studies they've done is that emotions are contagious. And so if I'm always negative and I'm bringing on this negative things and I'm talking about negative things, my negativity is going to rub off on you. So absolutely, and you see this with a lot of organizations that are really caught up in this gossip, you know, negative storytelling rumor mill, is that the emotional health of their employees really deteriorates.
Okay, that makes sense. Well, now we've talked about how we should handle gossip if the gossip is about us, by taking a stand maybe or ignoring it. But is it possible for our employer to regulate the gossip in the workplace? It's kind of difficult, but
it's the million-dollar question. You know, on the one hand, gossip is as old as mankind.
Right.
You know, it is just, it's the currency. Storytelling is the currency of organizations. We trade information. So that being said, I'm not sure, unless you want to institute a big brother state, that there's anything you can really do. You can't outlaw gossip. But I would offer employers or organizations a couple of different tactics. One is organizations need to remember to communicate regularly and often, because a lot of lack of information is where gossip flows in to fill the vacuum. Secondly, talk to your team, talk to your organization, have this conversation with your employees, let them create agreements about how they want to talk about each other, and let them self-police it. You know, I do this a lot with clients. We get the client system, the people in the room, and you give the problem to them and you say, is this really the climate you want to create, and what do you want to do about it? And finally, as a boss, do not participate in it yourself, period.
That's very important, bosses. That's all the time we have for today. I'd like to thank Mary Abajay for joining us. If you want to learn more about workplace gossip or any of our other topics, please visit www.workingwisdom.blogspot.com. I'm Okila Smith, and thanks for joining us.